بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أيها المسلمون، اعلموا أن الاعتزاز بهويتكم الدينية ملمح أساس من ملامح شخصيتكم الإسلامية، فالتزموا هويتكم الإسلامية واحذروا من التلوث الديني والتشبه بغير المسلمين في خاصة أمورهم، فذلك من توليهم المنهي عنه بصريح آية القرآن، قال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. وقد قال الرسول صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فيما رواه أبو داود: من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث المتفق عليه: خالف المشركين. وقال أيضا فيما رواه ابن حبان: خالف اليهود والنصارى. وإن من الأعياد أعيادا تعبدية تنفرد كل ملة بالاحتفال بها حسب عقيدتها، تخليدا لذكرياتها الدينية أو شعائرها التعبدية. وهذه الأيام أواخر ديسمبر وأوائل يناير موسم أعياد للنصارى وغيرهم، مثل عيد الميلاد وعيد رأس السنة الميلادية وغيرها. وإن التشبه بها محرم في دين الإسلام فاحذروه أيها المسلمون. وقد دلت على تحريم التشبه بغير المسلمين في خصوصياتهم الدينية نصوص صريحة من القرآن والسنة، قال تعالى: فاستقم كما أمرت ومن تاب معك ولا تطغوا إنه بما تعملون بصير. والقرآن الكريم بليء بالتحذير من اتباع سنن الكفار من أهل الكتاب والمشركين وغيرهم، والأمر بالاستقامة على دين الله تعالى. وإن من مقتضيات الاستقامة اجتناب التشبه بمن التمس بغير هدى من الله. وإن من صور التشبه المنهي عن مهم حضور حفلاتهم الدينية، إهداؤهم هدايا العيد الدينية، تزيين المحلات بأنوار العيد الدينية، بسر وتبادل صور وألعاب وأشعار وأشجار العيد الدينية على شبكات التواصل الاجتماعي أو غير ذلك. خامسا، التهنئة بالعيد التعبدي مباشرة أو عبر البطاقات والرسائل القصيرة وغيرها، مما يشتمل على ما حرم الإسلام مثل الصليب وغيره. كل هذه الصور محرمة لاقتضائها التشبه بالكفار وإعانتهم على خواص أمور دينهم، فهو إثم مبين. قال تعالى: ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان. قال ابن القيم رحمه الله في صدر حديثه في أحكام أهل الذمة عن التشبه بغير المسلمين في أعيادهم، قال: وأما التهنئة بشعائر الكفر المختصة به فحرام بالاتفاق، مثل أن يهنئهم بأعيادهم وصومهم فيقول عيد مبارك عليك أو تهنأ بهذا العيد هذا. ولا بأس بكل أمر ليس من شأنه أن يكون تشبها أو مشاركة أو معاونة أو تهنئة لهم بأعيادهم بما يدل على رضا بعقيدتهم الدينية. قال تعالى: لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم إن الله يحب المقسطين. ومن صور ذلك إن شاء الله قبول هداياهم وأكل طعامهم الحلال إذا أعطوه للمسلم، لعموم قوله تعالى: اليوم أحل لكم الطيبات وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم. ثانيا: حسن التعامل معهم ومجادلتهم بالتي هي أحسن حول عدم كتابية تلك الأعياد في دينهم. قال تعالى: ادعوا إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. ألا فاتقوا الله عباد الله ولا تشبهوا بغير المسلمين في أمور دينهم وكيف تفعلون. وأنتم تدعون الله تبارك وتعالى كل يوم 17 مرة أن يهديكم إلى الصراط المستقيم. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. All you brothers and sisters in Islam, I urge you to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all our dealings, for that is the bequest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his servants all the time, and that is the gateway to bliss and success here and in the hereafter. O you Muslims, remember that manifesting your religious identity is a fundamental trait of your personality as a Muslim. I therefore urge us to hold fast to our Islamic identity and caution us against contaminating our religious identity by imitating the identities of non-Muslims in their specific religious appearances, utterances, styles and systems of life. For that amounts to taking them as close friends, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clearly forbidden the Muslims in the glorious Quran. O you who believe, do not take the Jews and the Christians, these are just example, as awliya. For they are awliya to one another, and whoever takes them as a wali is part of them. Allah does not guide those who are mischievous. That is making them some friends that you do as they do in their religious activities. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also warned Muslims from being derived from this path by saying, whoever imitates a people, he becomes one of them. He also said that you should not imitate the mushriks, as in Bukhari and Muslim. He also said that you should differ from the Jews and Christians. This is on their religious, specific religious activities, appearances, utterances, festivities, anything that is peculiar to any religion. A Muslim is prohibited from direct and indirect participation in that thing. For that amount to serving deities other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This alert and this question is coming at this day because these days are days of festivities for non-Muslims. Some of them are our friends, some of them are our workmates or classmates and the rest. So it used to happen that many of us do not follow the ethics of Islam in responding to situations like this. When you have people that you relate with and they have their religious activities, how do you do? To show them that you are still friends even if your religion is different. Some people go into the extreme of participating in their religious activities to show them that they are with them and they do not antagonize their religious identities. Yes, Islam has told us that Allah has created people and they are divided into believers and non-believers, and this is how it shall continue until the day of judgment. But he has told us how to relate with the non-Muslims at all times. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through this ahadith, according to scholars, has prohibited any form of participation in any religious activity other than that of the Muslim or other than the Islamic approved activities. The Quran is full of cautioning Muslims from following the path of non-Muslims, whether they are Ahlul Kitab or the Mushrikun, and copiously commanded Muslims to be steadfast in holding their religion. And it is part of the implication of holding fast to the religion to shun and abstain any threat of non-Islamic acts of worship in your style of life. Some of the things that may fall under participation are as follows. Number one, attending to their religious parties or assemblies. Number two, sharing that particular religious gift, which in it you may have some inscription representing their religion. When you take this and you give to them as a gift, you are just demonstrating yourself as one in that religion who is giving something that he has believed in to the believer if you do not believe in that. But this outward thing is haram in Islam. Another issue which is becoming rampant now, that when it is about Christmas and what have you, even Muslims in their places of business, they will liken this Christian lighting and what have you. It is a symbol of participation in this, so this may come under the imitation that is prohibited. Another issue is that there are plays, there are trees, Christmas trees and what have you, that people share among themselves, whether in the social media or as text messages, and some will also have that inscription, maybe cross in it or anything that symbolizes that religion, whether it is Christianity or any other religion. Muslims should not participate with this kind of a thing, for it reveals that you are okay with that religion. That is what it appears, even if we know any Muslim who is a Muslim knows that The only religion acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Islam. And that is the reason why you must abstain from religious issues of other non-Muslims. Another issue is congratulation. This is what Muslim scholars do have some differences on it. Do you congratulate them by saying Merry Christmas or the words they use in celebrating the period? Majority of the Muslim scholars oppose to this. They say if you use the same ways that they use, they are using it because it is religious words. If you use the religious ways they use to celebrate and congratulate one another only during religious festivities, it amounts to participation. You should abstain from them. But there are some issues that may not fall under participation. It is just a share of love which you do it in any other period. If you do that in this period, it is not part of that invitation that the Quran and the Sunnah of the Rabbul Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibit. What are the examples of this? When they give you a gift of, let's say, food, of anything they use or you used to give one another, and it is given to you during their festivities, it is halal, but because that does not signify your pleasure with the religion or with the religious festivity. Yes, here also there are some differences from among the Sahaba of the today. Some of the Sahaba do say that, like Aisha and Ali ibn Abi Talib and many of them, that food is taken any time. So even if it is taken during religious activities, it is not because of the religious activities that food is taken. It is not a prescription that take this food, don't take the other food. So if it is food, it is a general thing, you can take it. But if it is an animal that is slaughtered specifically for that, don't take that. Because it is done to glorify that day. And Allah says, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةُ وَالْدَّمُ وَلَحْمُ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَّ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ مِنْ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited on you that which other than Allah's name was sounded for it. What was done specifically for that day of slaughtering animals, then this is what scholars are saying you shouldn't eat from that. Even this was true, as I said, there are some differences among scholars on this. Then, greeting them with words other than their specific religious words. Bidding them farewell if they are traveling for safety in the traveling. This one does not amount to any participation. This and similar things are allowed that will portray our togetherness, that we live in peace, but not that we participate or we agree with these religious activities as part or system of life. I therefore ask each and every one of us to be very cautious so that you do not fall into what may invite Allah's anger upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring about lasting peace and harmony in our country. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide our leaders to do their best to avert the security challenges bedeviling us. What we are experiencing in the mouth of this insecurity is getting worse by the day. We need to devote ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a divine assistance. We therefore ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come to our assistance, to come to our aid and relieve us of these and all other problems. Allahumma ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide the leadership of this university to do the right. May we all witness development and progress in this university. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide each and every one of us to do what is best and to earn his pleasure as we work as members of this community. اللهم آمين. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.